You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Brought to you by K Mother Truck and Road.
Open for business.
Don't believe the cones, eh? It is actually totally open for business.
Well, it's actually pretty easy to get there. You can catch the bus.
I can take scooter. Scootler.
Ride your bike.
Connor, how do you get to Gigi Flamingo when you need to?
Man, walk or lime scooter. Man, if I'm with Sammy, electric skateboard if I can.
Fuck, powerful.
is lime scooters back in Bizza?
Man, I don't know if lime's still existing.
There's orange ones out there.
The Flamingos, ironically, yes. are still back.
Purple
and there's the Uber one as well, so it's still rolling. Mm-hmm. Not bad up K-Road.
Can I be honest with you guys? I've never done it.
Nor have I. I have, as someone as let me use their account and ripped around when you quarter.
You've done it then?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't have the app on my phone or anything like that.
To okay. be fair.
Can I be honest? I haven't done it.
Mm. Oh, you totally should, man. Honestly, if you're late for work, it's half your time.
I've got a scooter. I've got like a legit scooter though, bro. Like I'm
like a
scooter.
Push.
No, like a scooter.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, so like an Italian
scooter.
Yep, nice.
It's 50cc, don't need a warrant. I recommend everybody get into it. Maybe go have a look at Scootlink, see what they've got there. What mm-hmm. about that? Let's get back to this Cocktail Corner. Connor, what have you whipped up for us? You are representing Gigi Flamingo in this situation. We've got a lot of shit in front of you here.
Yeah, we basically call it like a Fijo Fizz. It's super variable in the way of a cocktail, but your generics is a spirit base. Today I'm going to use gin, but I mean it would work fantastically with vodka, or you could even use like a bourbon or a rum if that was more your preference. Mm. Citrus, I've gone with lime. It's actually in season right now. So
Do we know?
Honestly, not bad at all. It's about like $10 a kilo, which you can get up to about 50-60, so that's not
it
bad at all.
It fluctuates, man. It's yeah. so epic. Yeah.
Dude,
there's
it's honestly
about 2 months we get them cheap in New Zealand. And
can you freeze them and come out yep. like a genius and, yep. in a couple of months? I might try to do that.
Yes and no. You get a worse product and lesser yield, so right, I'd say right. probably not worthwhile.
But, of a bitch.
You know, ironically, that's brought around from like Mexican cartels losing trade of cannabis and the exports to America. So they've started taking over like produce like citrus. Right.
Saffron.
Yeah. And limes and avocado.
Yeah, limes and avocado, that's the two biggies, yeah. Which is crazy. But then finishing off with a little bit of a clove syrup, obviously a bit of fever tree tonic.
What's
nice.
In the purple container?
Ice, nice and easy. It just insulates it so that I can bring it here. So, yeah.
Man. All right, mate, we'll start constructing and we'll just say dumb shit.
Nice and easy. So grab yourself a fresh Fijoa in season at the moment. So
I have to say it up front, I'm not a massive Fijoa fan. These are projectiles when I was younger and that was about it, but...
Man, honestly, when you do it right, Fijoa can be delicious. I find most people probably have a problem with the pulp.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the texture, it can be a little bit goopy.
What sucks is Fijoa candy. Like, no one's made a good Fijoa candy. Have you have those, like, 50-cent mixes and it has the grape type and it has the strawberry type and then there's a Fijoa type and it's just...
My classic was Fijoa Stars as a kid. You know that, like, $1...
Oh, no thanks.
Eh? Oh, man, they were bombs. You had, if you had the dries, that was the way to fix it.
So we've got... two Fijoas.
Man, so I'd say use half a Fijoa, but honestly, depending
per person?
On size. Per serve, yeah. Okay. So for three of us, I'll do like one and a half.
They're healthy
yeah.
Fijoas.
But yeah, like I said, these are particularly healthy Fijoas.
John's going in for a sniff, just double checking that it
strong.
Is a Fijoa.
They do have a strong aroma.
It's got, they're real sour buzz, eh?
Per serve, honestly, 30 mils of gin, nice
what
and easy.
What sort of gin are you going with?
I've used Tanqueray, but if you're going to use something like Botanist or even Beefeater, it would be absolutely fantastic for this.
Tanqueray is the most wrapping one.
Mm. Honestly, bang for your buck. It's not too expensive, and it is a fantastic product at its price point. So, to be fair, it's
and what's
cheap
what's
and easy.
The
so
syrup?
This is a clove syrup. So get cloves,
how much
mix
clove
them down.
Syrup?
John's going to want to sniff that.
So I'm doing 45 mils, but 15 per serve.
15 mils of clove syrup.
But do maybe one gram of cloves to equal parts sugar to water. So
that actually smells great.
500 to 500 mils of water to sugar. So nice and easy. And then just...
What sort of clove? What sort of clove?
What like the
just dried, man. Nice and easy. So you can get clove powder, which I'd find is... probably less good to use, but if you can actually get cloves themselves, you just steep them when you make your sugar syrup. So exactly the same process, heat the water, add the sugar, add the cloves at the same time, let sit for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, and you'll have a
it's
really strong
quick.
Product. Oh, dude, real quick. If you wanted to, you could also make it into sous vide, but you're probably getting a little bit more complicated at that point.
Boil in the bag?
Yeah, absolutely. But you could 100% do the same thing with the Glad bag and some hot water from the kettle or just your stovetop if you're being real lazy. And then, like I said, fresh lime. 30 per cocktail, so I'm doing 90 more. For us three.
Yeah.
Super simple.
Yeah.
And then
Oh, have you got some Fentimans over there as well?
If I can get my ass out.
Is that Fentimans over there?
Fentimans. Oh, no, it's Fever Tree.
Fever Tree, yeah. Obviously the brand representing us today.
Fair enough, that's fair enough.
Oh, let's get some ice out of here.
So you're filling the shake with ice.
Yes. No, yeah. The best bit is trying to get the ice out of the thing right now. It's the best bit. Has it fused together? You might have to give it a...
No, it hasn't fused. It's just
a pain
in the ass.
Kind of like he's in a, trying to get money from one of those wind machines.
Sorry, for what?
Where you're just trying to catch money in a box. That's what that... I just had that.
Oh, mind. Yeah, it's exactly the same dynamic. But yeah, you just give it a nice hundy shake up. Real nice and simple. I decided to go with some tiki mugs today as a bit of a serve, but you could literally use a nice tall Collins, or I actually love this in a wine glass. I think it's fantastic.
GGs do a whole lot of tiki cocktails, don't they?
Yeah, so we're primarily sort of Indian fusion, but with a sort of tiki base to our cocktail program. So we do use a lot of sort of tiki glassware and that.
Did you just say
thing.
Indian fusion?
Yeah, man.
Is
South
that because
Indian
it's next
style.
Door to Satcha?
So yeah. We do their food, but yeah. I mean, we also did a drink recently, which had chaat masala.
So if I'm next door having
influences.
If I'm having a cocktail at Gigi Flamingo, can I get like a samosa chaat?
Yeah, man, 110%.
Okay.
And we do our entire list pretty much at so for food and stuff at Satcha, and same entire cocktail list.
Good
at,
Gigi's. That's a great buzz.
Yeah, nice, super easy. I mean, you could top us with crushed ice or whatever you wanted, but I mean, legitimately, it serves really well.
Steel straws, everyone. Just so you know what's going on.
Save the turtles.
And then just a nice little top up.
That turtle was doing coke. Everyone knows it.
With the Fever Tree tonic, but honestly, again, you could very happily use their ginger beer or an equivalent. I actually quite like the lemonade as well, the old fashioned.
Which tonic is that one? Is just straight tonic.
The Fever Tree Indian tonic, obviously being GG's and being a bit South Indian style. Okay. But yeah, nice and easy serve.
Oh man, this is actually quite an easy drink to make.
Skadoosh.
And again, if you wanted, you could crush up some ice and do it on a cap, and you could stick a Fiji jar in as a garnish and a bit of mint.
I'm spinning mine around. I don't know if I need to, but I'm just doing it.
Mm-mm.
Shit, that's good.
Mine's got Fiji jar in it.
Super easy drinking.
Really delicious, bro.
Super light.
Son of a bitch, you've done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, really refreshing.
Damn.
And stacked with ice, like in a nice wine glass, would be awesome as a serve. So, super easy to take out.
Apparently, Tess is saying the idea is squeeze the lime juice and make ice cubes last for as long as you want. Or made. Like, I just read the text, mate.
I would 100% love to try that, actually. I mean...
Lime ice cubes?
I guess. I'm just telling you guys what I'm seeing. That's all.
I would say...
Just rules it, by the way.
If it can beat or it can be as equal to fresh, then that would be fantastic. I've not heard of a bar doing it so far.
Is
so
there actual chunks of Fiji in here?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, yeah.
I don't even have a problem with this.
Drop the whole thing in. And I'm actually not a pulp fan myself, but I just find it a super light, refreshing.
What's leveling out the Fiji? Because it's kind of all just making friends.
The quinine from the Fever Tree tonic just gives a little bit of a cut through and a little bit more acidity, so it it does sort of help balance that out. But again, if you were to add ginger beer, it would maybe add a little bit of a spice to it, or if you add if you're a bit more of a sweet tooth.
How many places in the world will be making Fiji cocktails, by the way? Is that kind of a New Zealand pretty?
Well, they're not original, they're South America, aren't they?
But I feel like we rip them pretty hard.
We do, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think it's the trees that are down the road from the primary schools.
The yield is always strong. Yeah, I remember we had a gravel driveway and there was just frank, like rotten Fijos all over the driveway at a certain time of year. And that's probably why I don't like them.
The other thing is, I think they're super subjective. Like what you said, you're either a lover or a hater.
Yeah,
there's no one who's in between. And from writing cocktail lists, I found that it's super divisive. You've either got the hard Fijo or rippers, or you've got the people who just don't want them at all.
But just representing the dislikers of the Fijo, give it a spin, ladies and gents. Can people actually get this from Gigi? What do we say?
Yeah, man. So we do a variation on this at the moment. It's called the Fiji Fizz. It's served a little bit differently. So it's served up in a coupette, a little bit more, I would say, elegant and maybe a little bit less rustic. But yeah, absolutely. Come down Gigi's and grab the Fiji Fizz.
Is a coupette like a rounded martini glass?
Yeah, it's 100% that. So it is a martini glass just with the rims cut in. It's actually originally modelled off Miss Antoinette's left bosom. It's the story behind the...
What was wrong with the right tit?
I have no idea, yeah. Well, I've actually got one ironically tattooed on me.
Oh, snap. Yo.
Yeah, for when people ask that exact question.
Speaking of questions, what do we need to know about what's going on at Gigi Flamingo's?
Man, at Gigi's at the moment, we're doing a whole lot of hospitality deals, I guess, coming back in after the
when you
COVID
guys open
season.
As well, like, what's your...
So we're doing Friday, Saturday nights at the moment.
Okay.
I guess it's 5 o'clock till late, as late as we possibly can go. Hopefully we've still got clientele at 4 in the morning, but we actually have been running till about that 2, 3 kind of AM mark at this point. But yeah, it's been really interesting to get back and sort of see how many people have come back and supported us.
Rad.
But I mean, in general, there's a hell of a lot of stuff going on K Road, which has sort of been really exciting.
It was starting to fire up last Friday night, I noticed, as soon as we sort of
emerged
from lockdown. I was riding my bike home and I was like, geez, there's a lot of people on K Road.
Yeah, it was actually, it was a really nice scene. Obviously, a lot of people come back and supporting local venues and getting out and about. There's definitely a lot of people going hitting the bars as soon as they could. So that's good to see.
Sure.
And I mean, it's not just us as well. Like, I saw a Piero across the road was doing, like, absolutely banging, like, seemed packed out and real full, and obviously Family Bar and all that's kicking off. But yeah, it just seems like K Road really is coming back.
It is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You can just sort of venue hop. There's so many good spots.
Dude,
all
so
the way
many.
Along.
Yeah,
K-Road,
grab a
there's
little
good
nibble.
Food, drinks, music. There's everything you sort of need. So get amongst everyone. I mean, check out this drink from GG Flamingo. What is in front of me, I'd like rate 9 out of 10.
I'm impressed.
So
yeah, I probably would give it that about it as well, because I'm being turned. You know what I mean?
It's also it's got a few shots in there, so it gets you where you need to go quite easily. For the fact that it's super refreshing,
I feel good and happy.
Exactly, but for the fact that it's refreshing, it's not too heavy hitting. Is one that does have a bit of booze in there.
0.5 of the 5 plus a day as well. If you decide to go for the pulp at the end there, John, are you going to eat your finger?
Yeah, just
exactly.
Yeah,
it's one of your.
Through the straw.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going that far.
You're not being that converted.
Mm-mm. Oh, kia ora, Connor. Thank you very much, bro.
Oh, no worries. And lovely talking to you, gentlemen.
Shout out, GG Flamingo.
Shout out K Road as well. Get amongst everyone. It's BFM's spiritual home. Get
what,
there.
What was old mate that works there? What's his name?
Francesco.
Francesco. Shout out Francesco as well. Remember Francesco? Mm. He's quite the gentleman. Mm. Toodle pip.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.